on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to Brentwood. Welcome to England. Thank you. Let's just turn you up properly. You give me the impression, I mean, this is your debut album, but you two have been playing together for a while, haven't you?
Yeah.
How long and how did you get together?
32 years ago.
We met. 32 years ago?
Yeah.
Right. You were slightly younger then, obviously.
Yeah. We're born in the late 50s, so...
Okay, and you obviously had the same sort of musical taste. What were you listening to then?
Beatles, of course.
The Beatles, of course.
So yeah. That's why the Beatles, yeah.
I'm happy we played the Paul McCartney.
We just played Paul McCartney. So they were obviously big heroes of yours.
Of course. I'm a bass player as well.
Oh, right, okay. But so what was the Swedish music scene that obviously, you know, the big export who are in the news minutes ago, ABBA, new stuff. But apart from ABBA, what was the Swedish music scene like?
Yeah. Now?
Or then?
Then. Well, in the 60s, I think it's the Beatles was dominating to top I think.
And the Stones and
a lot of Swedish bands. There were clubs everywhere. You could play everywhere.
Benny Andersson started also playing that organ in a group from the 60s.
Yeah. Hepstars.
Hepstars.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So tell me your story then. You got together and what? Did you gig as young men? And
well, there was a travel company who we played outside in
Canarias.
And Michael needed a bass player, and can you come with us? And since then, we've been working together.
Yeah. Okay. I'm curious about why so long before the debut album.
Yeah, because we mainly worked as backup musicians.
Session musicians. And most of the finest musicians today started as session musicians.
And we're touring around the world with different things, mostly with Robert Wells, a famous Swedish musician.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And we worked together there.
Yeah.
Then one night, Mike said, I got an idea for a song. We'll try. Yeah. We were on Mallorca.
Yeah, it's more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
After the gig, we said, we skip the beer, we just go upstairs to my room because I have an idea. We bring your guitar and we sat with two guitars. And in the same night, we had a song ready. So we thought lyrics this was a good idea.
Lyrics and everything, and all vocals and all background.
So, and I guess that's what you've been doing for the last 10 years, isn't it? But basically putting this album together and coming up with new ideas.
On tour, sometimes instead of do something else, we go to the room, and I have an idea, and then we work together with two guitars and... Well, it took some time. We didn't have a thought to make a record at first. We used to do some music.
Yeah.
But now we have 10 songs.
Where did that come from? And how's the process work? Do you, I've got an idea. That's rubbish.
Seldom is it rubbish, but
you know what I mean. You must dismiss each other's ideas occasionally.
Of course. No, that's mainly how it works. Some of us have an idea for it, and then we work together and we do the lyrics together and everything.
Who are your influences today?
Today?
Yeah. Who do you listen to today? Who's on your record player at the moment?
I like Billy Dean.
Billy Dean?
Billy Dean, a country player.
Yeah.
Country song. I played with them as well. And Kenny Loggins and a guy called Gino Vanelli, I like very much. He's a marvelous musician.
I like melody, so it can be anything with a good melody for me.
Yeah, perhaps it's that.
And the older I get, the simpler things I look for.
Okay. Should we have another tune? Can we just wind back a minute? The first song you just played, how did that happen? What's it about? And what does it mean?
Well, that's strange. When we start to play, we don't know what's the song about. Mm-hmm. And suddenly come some words, and we understood it's about our fathers. They died.
Very close to us.
And then after, that's what it's all about.
Wow. Okay, what are you going to play for us next?
the next is a happy love song. When we meet the one who's going to be our wife, my wife and his wife, when we met them, we knew. That's the one.
Okay.
You're the one for me.
You're the one for me.
Yeah.
Okay, take it away.
Tune a little.
This is live, so...
It's live radio. Okay. 3, 2, whatever. I don't know how to count it. You do it.
Circles, I have seen it before. Thought I knew what life was about. Something's missing, but I don't have a clue. Then I saw you. You are the one for me. I knew it from the first time I saw you. Your smile just blew my mind, and deep inside my heart I found that you are the one for me. Are you ready to come with me and stay with me? You show me the end of this long and lonely road. You light up the darkness for me. I never thought that this could happen to me, but now I see. You are the one for me. I knew it from the first time I saw you. Your smile just blew my mind, and deep inside my heart I found that you are the one for me. Are you ready to come with me and stay with me? The best things that we've done gave us a daughter and a son, and in this world we are as one. You are the one for me. I knew it from the first time I saw you. Your smile just blew my mind, and deep inside my heart I found that you are the one for me. Are you ready to come with me and stay with me? Stay with me. Oh, oh. Come on, stay with me. Stay with me.
and stay with me. Thank you, gentlemen. Back in a moment with some more after these. In the afternoon with Mike, I am delighted that the two gentlemen in the studio, Lars Risberg and Mike Nilsson, are in the studio with me. And thank you for coming in and playing those tracks. How often are you getting a chance? You look like two guys who love to A, write, and B, to play live music. So you're out on the street. You might get a chance to gig much these days.
Well, sometimes
we sometimes we do, but not only with our own songs, because we play. We still play at session as session musicians. So
okay, at home or in England as well.
Mostly in Sweden. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So is it quite a vibrant scene at the moment in the Swedish music industry? Lots going on. Lots of new stuff coming along.
I'm sure it is. I don't know where it is. I'm in my own bubble.
You're in your own bubble. That's where the right place to be.
Well, of course you listen to the radio, but well.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean. There's so many, and it's difficult these days because you and I probably grew up with the days of, you know, the one record shop in town, and you go in and put the headphones on and listen to the music. Whereas, you know, the youngsters today have got so many avenues of music. You know, what's your opinion? You know, we've got Spotify. You know, what's your opinion of streaming music? Your musicians, your professional musicians. What's your opinion of streaming music? Is it killing music or is it helping music?
If I knew the right answer to that, I don't know. But of course, for the old style, we wrote a song and you can make some money. Those days are over. On the other hand, young musicians, they don't need a record company. They can do it on their own at YouTube.
And they've been
It's good and it's bad at the same time.
Yeah.
But of course, it's hard for us to make money otherwise if we don't tour.
Absolutely.
You don't make any money. Spotify's nothing.
You do it. I think all people tour more now.
I think so too.
So you're touring now as well, are you?
Not as this group. We have several constellations in Sweden with.
Yeah.
We have a Beatles cover band called Beatles.
Beatles.
Beatles songs. And we have rock and roll. On parties we play, and we play everywhere. So we work
on. Two gentlemen.
We're full-time musicians, both of us. So,
why are you in the UK at the moment? Just so we can hear this album.
That's because
thanks to Right Recordings, actually.
So your record label, Right Recordings.
So they helped us to get it out. So it's available on YouTube and YouTube, not a YouTube, what the Apple.
iTunes. It's available on iTunes. The album is called
Amazon.
It's called 10 Years, 10 Songs. I forgot to mention that. And the album is by U2. No fingers. Not by U2.
U2. Us two.
Yeah. Just launch it on YouTube, iTunes. No fingers crossed. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. I really wish you the best. Since I got a copy, I'm desperate to get home and play this in its full, because I heard a couple of sample tracks here and I really enjoyed it. It's delightful to meet you. You're very, very welcome back to Phoenix FM anytime you like. And this is the title track, I believe. This is
a little more rocky style,
is it? Oh, right, okay. Lars, Mike, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.